You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone had a fantastic week, and most importantly, I hope you found the time to pray to Jesus. We can pray to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. When we pray to Jesus, we build a relationship with Him, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and we let Him handle it. When we do, we find ourselves living life in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or stress. When I was younger, I would not have understood or believed anything I just told you. That's because I had very little faith, hardly went to church, and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. Luckily, that all changed for me when in 2010, through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about the concept of keeping Jesus in our hearts. And by praying at least once every day, letting Jesus know how much we love Him and how grateful we are for all we have. By doing this, we're keeping Jesus in our hearts, and when we do, we find ourselves living in peace with confidence and strength to easily get through whatever we need to. On today's show, we'll speak about what many would say, me included, is the foundation of our faith. Today's topic is living by the golden rule. We should all know the golden rule, which is to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. That is Christian rule number one. But how many of us can honestly say we abide by that rule? How many of us can honestly say that we try to live by that rule? Well, if there were a way to take a poll, I doubt we would find a high number of those that would say yes. Sadly, most of us don't even think about it, mainly because we are so caught up in our own lives. We're driving to the office, and a car abruptly cuts in front of us on the highway to make the exit in time. We're forced to jam on our brakes. Okay, the other driver was completely wrong, but do we need to honk as loudly as we can while yelling some obscenities? When we do, we are not living by the golden rule. When Jesus walked the earth, He had love and compassion for everyone. He even forgave those who crucified Him. That was not easy, but He is our role model of how we can live by the golden rule. Doing unto others as we would have them do unto us is a simple concept to adopt, but one that is extremely difficult. We allow our tempers, impatience, selfishness, greed, sarcasm, and a long list of hurtful emotions to get in the way. And when we do, it prevents us from living by the golden rule. But imagine if everyone did and what the world would be like. Unfortunately, we cannot control others, but we can work on controlling ourselves. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." This Bible verse explains a simple concept of living by the golden rule and gives us the insight on how to do it. We need to not think of ourselves first, but the needs of others. When we start with that mindset, we can learn to live by the golden rule. Understanding how important the golden rule is and why we need to follow it is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we're talking about living by the golden rule. Why is such a simple concept and one that we are obligated to follow as Christians so difficult to practice? because as humans, we're full of imperfections and emotions that get in the way. However, the Lord knows this, and as Christians, we must aspire to do the best we can to follow the laws and commands and live by the golden rule. Yes, we will fail, but we have to keep trying, and that is all our Lord asks for as long as our attempts are sincere. If we can get into the habit of putting everyone else's needs before our own and think about them before we think of ourselves, we will have a greater chance of living by the golden rule. The first song I'm going to play today shares a beautiful image. The song is called The Body and Blood of Jesus. There is no greater gift we have than that of receiving the Holy Eucharist. Jesus gave us that miracle at the Last Supper. The song we're about to hear shares the image of Jesus walking the earth and what took place during the Last Supper. In the verses, we hear thoughts of what it might have been like to meet and talk to Jesus. Then in the chorus, what it would have been like to be present at the Last Supper, witnessing the greatest miracle he performed. The words in the chorus are, "He blessed the bread for all to see and said, do this in memory of me." He lives with us through the body and blood of Jesus. He held the cup so beautifully and said, "Do this in memory of me." Now we are one through the body and blood of Jesus. Please listen now to my song, The Body and Blood of Jesus.
He blessed the
Art will be right back.
Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Today's topic is living by the golden rule. Do unto others as we would have them do unto us really is a great concept. We don't want anyone to be unkind to us, to hurt or harm us in any way. So why would we want to do any of those things to them? Sadly, we do because we allow our emotions to take over, causing us to say and do hurtful and harmful things to others, many times to those that are closest to us, like loved ones or our spouse and children. If we truly seek to be the best Christians we can be, then living by the golden rule is essential. So how do we learn to control our emotions and not allow the devil to get in the way of keeping us from living by the golden rule? The simple answer is prayer. For the Lord, nothing is impossible. And when we pray to Jesus and ask for his help, we find amazing strength we never knew we had. Through prayer, we can share with Jesus all that is burdening us. If we know we easily get angry and overreact, pray to Jesus and ask him to help us be more patient and to not lose our temper. If we know we can be sarcastic and say hurtful things, pray to Jesus and ask him to help us learn to think of what we will say before we say it. And if we know we can be stingy, putting our needs before everyone else's, pray to Jesus and ask him to help us not be selfish and not only share with others, but give to them before we take care of ourselves. Living by the golden rule is a mandate from our Lord, and it makes so much sense. But at the same time, the Lord knows it will not be easy, and frankly, it can't be, because living as a Christian is a choice, and one that we choose to make. Making that choice and following the laws and commands of our God is our gateway to heaven. So naturally, there has to be challenges for us so we can receive that wonderful opportunity. We should be praying to Jesus at least once a day. And when we do, remember to start by letting him know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have. Remember to pray for others and their needs, and then pray for our own. When praying for our needs, let Jesus know how we want to be the best Christian we can be, and that we know we have many weaknesses and faults, but pray for his help to strengthen those weaknesses and to correct those faults. So as we go through our week, think about living by the golden rule and how we can make that happen. Then when we pray to Jesus, share with him where we need his help for us to improve, with the goal of living by the golden rule. Understanding the many ways we can use prayer as another step in living life as a Christian. As we continue with today's topic, living by the golden rule, we can turn to the Bible where it says, Luke chapter 6, verse 31, "And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them." Here, once again, this Bible verse shares the concept of the golden rule, but points out that following it begins with us concentrating on the needs of others before our own. When we think of others first and how we want them to treat us, and then we treat them that way, we are living by the golden rule. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called "Alleluia, Let Him Hear You Sing." Throughout our Bible, there are many references to how important music is, and whether we're singing or playing a musical instrument, it's another way of praising our God. The Lord wants to hear us sing no matter what type of voice we have, because it truly is a great way to worship him. In the verses, we hear how the Lord is always there for us, and that he's a loving God, and then in a chorus, how we sing our praise and worship when we say the word "Alleluia," which means "God be praised." Please listen now to my song, "Alleluia, Let Him Hear You Sing."
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts. Or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter. In the gospel, we hear Jesus has appeared to the apostles even though the doors are locked. The apostles are filled with joy when they see him, but Thomas is not with them. When Thomas returns later, they tell him they saw Jesus, but Thomas will not believe unless he sees him for himself. Jesus appears a week later, and this time, Thomas is with them. Thomas says, "My Lord, my God," and Jesus replies, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen, but have believed." The psalm for today is Psalm 118, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." This psalm shows our gratitude to God, highlighting his intrinsic goodness and love for everyone. And writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text with a modern melody and contemporary musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 118, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good."
Art will be right back.
Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Sand and Stone. Two friends were walking through the desert. During some point of the journey, they had an argument and one friend slapped the other one in the face. The one who got slapped was hurt, but without saying anything, wrote in the sand, "Today my best friend slapped me in the face." They kept on walking until they found an oasis where they decided to take a bath. The one who had been slapped got stuck in the mire and started drowning, but the friend saved him. After he recovered from the near drowning, he wrote on a stone, "Today my best friend saved my life." The friend who had slapped and saved his best friend asked him, "After I hurt you, you wrote in the sand and now you write on a stone. Why?" The other friend replied, "When someone hurts us, we should write it down in sand where winds of forgiveness can erase it away. But when someone does something good for us, we must engrave it in stone where no wind can ever erase it." Learn to write your hurts in the sand and to carve your benefits in stone. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.